Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Spitfires.
Sometimes you should know what's right. Sometimes you should know what's wrong. Empty threats and dragging regrets. Don't know what's good till it's gone. But I think now we should try again. Stepping excuses to make amends. Infection fights on suburban crime. They need a spark to start some trend. Listen, the human can't stand still. A jigsaw pill, the plan's no thrill. You look into my eyes, I know straight away. You wanna sit back and just fade away. By now you should have some hope. By now you should try and cope. And you trust is your brain test dust. You cough, you sneeze and you choke. But now I think that we should try again. Scared excuses to make amends. The industrial minds of suburban crime. They need a spark to start some trend. The listen is here, we're all grown up. We got our jobs, we know we're stuck. You look into my eyes, I go straight away. You wanna sit back and just fade away.
Paul. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Spark to Start from the new album from the Spitfires. The Spitfires are from Watford, Tony.
Oh, nice.
And claim two of their main influences to be The Clash and The Jam, and I think you can hear aspects of both bands there. What is the Spitfires' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheSpitfiresUK.
Good effort, indeed. Tony, 1 point of the internet, nil.
Excellent.
What madness got you there?
Well, I thought the Spitfires must be a common name. And it's either going to be the Spitfires band, Spitfires
I'm
music,
impressed.
Or the Spitfires UK.
I'm impressed.
Thank you very much.
Also impressed by the Spitfires' choices of two of their most influential bands being The Clash and The Jam. The reason I say that is because The Clash hated The Jam.
Ah.
Yeah. But maybe the Spitfires have turned that hate into love.
Aww, it's a beautiful
love
thing.
It's a more powerful emotion than hate.
I don't know. Hate's pretty powerful.
Oh, Tone, you're out of order. We've both been away. We'll talk to you about where we've been later on in the show. But it does mean that we've had a shortage of additional material this week. So I don't have a joke or a poem for you. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, do the same thing, but title email Poetry Corner. That's what hopefully we'll be doing next week. In the meantime, Tony, here's a band that are a blast from the past, but right up your arse. It's only that Mike Fitz, you know, our old mate Fitz, we didn't know whether it was Mike Fitz or Fitz Mike and all that, and from the old days.
God, yes, a long time ago.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But he's only in Baton, isn't he?
Wow.
Yeah, and he sent us a track by the band from their new album that he says his favourite one. How could I not play it? A very, very long time listener. Probably haven't listened to us for a couple of years, but you know what? Don't matter. He's been busy practicing with his band.
Exactly.
So we're going to play back off their self-titled new Waxing. It's actually, when I say self-titled, it's eponymous.
Okay.
Band are called We Have a Spaceship. And the album is called We Have a Spaceship. But what is their Bandcamp page?
wehaveaspaceship.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony T, probably being the internet nil. I've been away for 8 days. The world's flipped on its head. Interesting if the title of this song is Pivot. To the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was We Have a Spaceship. You know what? We might hear more from them in future weeks. And hello, Fitz.
Hello.
Indeed, yeah. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
It's good we have to sing, isn't it?
Right. I'll never tire of that. It's a good job we don't have to sing this week, certainly.
Yeah.
I will never tire of that.
Thanks to your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment, like our page, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Please do get in touch. Tell us, give some feedback. What did you like, what didn't you like? Anything really. Get in touch. That's what it's there for. And we do like to hear from you. I've had a few this week, so we're catching up from the past couple of weeks when we've been away. First up, there's Corey in response to a couple of shows ago, saying, "Okay, my comments do miss the occasional word. I did indeed refer to the Zombie Garden Club's Hey Little Schoolgirl. I will try to be more precise for you, but it was probably the best song to not sing along to in traffic."
That's also true.
Gotta say, I love Tony's movie review tune, so perhaps punk it up but keep it as a weekly feature. Makes me laugh anyway. And yes, I have forgotten it.
I've got no idea.
Anyway, my typing is about as good as your ability to score the website game. Where did you get a half point from this week? Did I sleep through that bit? Hope not, because I was driving. Yeah, it would have been explained, so you did sleep through it.
I think the half point normally occurs when there isn't a website. But yeah. We don't think there's a website, or I can't find the website.
It's a draw.
Yeah.
But thanks, Nez, for getting in touch.
And clarifying comment. That. Excellent comment.
Excellent comment. John Ashton, just, I think, in response to a couple of shares ago, just saying, God bless you.
That's very nice of him.
Thank you much, fat boy.
And, oh, that's so rude. He said that to you, and then you said to him.
He loves it.
Yeah, he said, thank you very much, my lovely little Johnny.
And just Joseph Brady.
Joseph Brady. I don't think you'd like to be called that.
He says, Toy Dolls, an all-time favourite. That was probably 2 weeks ago, I think, that comment. Thanks for getting to us, Joe. And yes, great
and
man.
You will hear a little about the Toy Dolls later on in this show.
That's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Yeah, I'm never going to tire of that. Thank you very much. What was that?
No, I said.
No. Thank you very much to Katie Boyle.
Yeah, saves us singing.
Yeah, there's now going to be two songs in a row. First band up. Now, I've taken a couple of tracks this week off a free TNS sampler, Tony.
Okay.
It's available via the TNS website, which I do not have at my disposal.
Right.
But they've got a free sampler out this year with 10 or 15 different bands on it. Make sure that you do go to the page and download them. And I meant to say that at the start of the show that we would be playing. This is the first one, actually, I think. This is Bank of Black Volvo. We are playing a couple of other tracks. I really haven't done it. Look, basically what happened was we had a bit of a nightmare with Skype, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Everything got shut down, everything got switched on again, and half of it I can't find. But anyway, TNS, aka That's Not Skanking, absolutely brilliant label, really good at picking up great bands, and this year they brought out a label sampler that's a free download, and I had all the information at my disposal, but now I don't. So you'll have to do your own research. I'm not your mother. Anyway, here's a band that I believe are, and now I'm already doubting myself, that I believe are on this sampler. I think they are. It's a band called Black Volvo, Tony.
Oh, okay.
And what I want to know is, what is Black Volvo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Black Volvo.
No, Facebook.com/Black Volvo Rock. Probably be on Internet One, Tony, too. All the way from Amsterdam. Fabulous. I do like bands that are all the way from Amsterdam. I like going all the way to Amsterdam.
Hell of a drive.
Well, I'd fly it.
Yeah, well, you'd be right to.
Or I'd maybe get the train. You know, maybe Eurostar it to Brussels and just hop up. Who knows? I'm crazy like that. Anyway, we're about to play track by Black Volvo. After that, you'll be hearing from a band called Golden Palace. We'll talk about them a little bit after we've heard this. In the meantime, this is Rockers.
Fight it in front.
Quatsicle.
Wasting my life away when every day's the same. Oh, I'm
sick and bad. Sometimes you got to throw in all your chips just for the thrill of the rescue day. So baby, let's run away.
To Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Golden Palace and a track called With or Without Your Love. Golden Palace describe themselves as surf punk from all the way from Charleston, South Carolina. But I don't think that track's particularly surf punk.
No, huh?
One of those things. Mind you, I have previously described myself as quite a nice bloke, and that's proved not to be true. So. I can't really have a go there, can I? Anyway, what's Golden Palace's website?
GoldenPalace.com.
GoldenPalaceBand.com.
Ah,
okay. All of the internet too, Tony too. It looks like the world is realigning itself.
How these things do, don't they?
It's the Desmonds just before the halfway point. Did you do anything last week? And I know you did.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
So I've been away. We have been just over 2 weeks. We left on the Sunday, God knows when, 20th of June, something like that, and we took the ferry from Dover, from Dover to Dunkirk, and then we drove through Belgium, passed through Brussels, didn't go the Antwerp way, went to Brussels, which is just as bad a ring road, just so you know. And we went to Trier, which is
Forewarned is forearmed.
Yes, exactly.
So you went to where?
Trier. Just right. Over the border, kind of like just over from Luxembourg, so just inside the German border, like kind of like an old had a Roman wall around it, one of those walled cities. It was very nice. I had two nights because we were taking 4 days to drive to Italy because we thought driving might be fun. Wasn't. So we did Trier, and then we drove from Trier, which is, as I say, about halfway down Germany, to Brigantz, which is just over the Austrian border. Next to a lake. That's very nice. And then we drove from Brigantz to Italy. So we drove through Switzerland, through the Alps, through Milan.
I like how you just missed out the Alps. Was it majestic? Did you enjoy the drive?
It was really nice, but it's quite it's steady. It wasn't too slow a drive. It was very pretty. Really, just some really nice big lakes, very clear water, lots of green stuff. It was very nice.
Oh, I didn't realise you were smoking in the car, Tony.
No, yes. But it was, I think it was a 7-hour drive.
Right.
So whilst he was nice, you just had to just crack on and get through the roads. So we eventually end up in Lucca, which is kind of just north of Pisa.
Right.
So 7 hours driving, got to Lucca, bit knackered, and then the directions we had, because we stayed in one of these houses you can rent.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of the such.
It's what it says on the tin. It's a like the homeowners who rent their houses out as holiday homes.
Right. Okay.
So the directions to the place was it's not on Google Maps. You've got to go through this gate, and the directions from Google take to the gate. And after that, it was kind of a hand-drawn, squiggly mess of lines, and a few photographs showing you the main junctions. And it ended up being 10 hairpin bends up the side of a hill.
Right.
And the road was probably just a little bit wider than the car. So we got through the gate, and it was all feeling a little bit thin. And then this Italian woman just was piling down towards me. Just not stopping, so I had to kind of reverse out of her way to try and make some room in the road. So I kind of reversed left into this to the side of the road and hit a wall.
Nice.
Scraped all the side of the car.
I thought she'd hit you.
No, I was just getting out of her way. That's why it was really, really slow. It was like I'd stopped and just was reversing slowly, but just didn't. It was one of those really low walls. It's just like knee high, and just scraped the side of the car. 7 hours driving, not the best thing. And after that, we managed up the hill, and then we didn't hit anybody else.
Well done.
But we eventually got there, and just absolutely shattered. But the place was great. It was literally the last place on the hill, so it was really up quite high. And it was like an old hut almost. It was like an old building with a little private pool. And yeah. It was only us and another couple there, but the other couple ended up basically going out every day.
But that was off for swinging.
Yeah, I know. Well, they didn't want to know.
Oh,
they didn't want to know. Offered, what do you do? So yeah, we ended up having a place to ourselves. But because of the drive, we did kind of get a little bit cautious of going driving out too far, because we did have plans to kind of like travel quite a few places. And after that, I thought, oh, fuck that, I'm staying in.
Right.
So we did kind of generally, we stayed in one day, went out the next day, and kind of alternated it a bit.
Okay.
But it ended up being a nice, relaxing trip. Went to see Lucca in the end, and then the place we stayed at was Via Reggio, so we checked that out. And then came back past couple of days via, where did we stay? I don't know, Memmingham. Went to Memmingham, and then did the trusty drive back through the Antwerp Ring Road. Got back Tuesday evening, 10 o'clock. Shattered.
Sounds great.
Absolutely so, shattered. Great time, so you, though, but, you know.
So you drove for 4 days, you slept for a week, and then you drove for 4 days.
Yeah, pretty much. 2,600 miles.
Well done.
Sounds great. Pretty much.
Well, I was going to tell you about my trip, but I think I'll save it for later in the show, Tony.
Okay.
Because we've got a track from the Vaults now, and this goes back to 2013. And the last album to come out by Wowie Los Args, an album called Todo Roto. And the reason I was going to play it was because it was going to fit in quite nicely with me talking about Spain, because the band are from Valencia.
Ah.
But you just have to wait for my little chat about Spain, because we've just had Tony's Iliad. So
there you go.
So anyway, Tony, what is Wowie Los Args' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Wowie Los Args.
It is indeed, and Args is ARRRGHS. This band are brilliant. Here's the proof. This is Trey Cabezas.
Vaya peña con más gracia en andar con dos. separar. Nos podéis separar.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think that story took nearly as long as the drive. that was Larry Los Angeles and Trey Cabezas, absolutely brilliant band. If you ever get the chance to see them live, do. They play regularly in Spain and they occasionally go and do other festivals as well. And they're just so brilliant live. They're just different class. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12
Bar. Yeah, I can't really sing that very well next week. We'll have to do the recorded song at the end, I think.
Yeah. More gigs at the 12 Bar this week on Holloway Road, where it's been for a good few months. So this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So this Friday, it's the Pee Wees, the Penny Black Remedy, the Griswolds, J.D. Smith, and the Werecats. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Sounds brilliant.
It will be brilliant. How much is
it? £6.
It is £6. Yeah.
£6.
It is. Saturday night, The Feathers, Band of the Underhand, Special Branch, and Scant Regard. It's a London Calling night.
Got the seal of approval.
Be great. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Sunday night, TV Smith, Anita, wow. Shalimar Band, Mike Only, Black Volition, Tango Pirates, RDP, Ro Ashika, and Ashke. It's a Club Ashika Acoustic Festival night.
Crikey.
Or day, I suspect. I think that's an all day. So, Sunday, could be all day. How much do you think?
Well, I know what I want it to be.
Yes.
£6.
Fiver.
Oh! 665, across the road from the Beast, looks in through the kitchen window, doesn't like what he sees. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yes, it's a shame that we had to do that one this week, but I haven't got enough voice.
Nah.
And you'd have probably done an extended version.
I did something for once.
I know, it was brilliant.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I know. I'm never happy. Two songs in a row coming up again, Tony.
Okay.
And, I'm so excited. Because next up, we've got a band called Limousine. I'm so pleased. They are finally getting round to doing their next album that should be out in the next week or two, we hope, as a download, and then will be available at gigs in physical form, I should think, from autumn. And hello to Limadine. I'm glad you are getting better, my friend. Regular listeners of the show will know that I absolutely love this band. I think you like them too, don't you, Tony?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. What's Limousine's website?
Limousine.com.
No, limousineband.com. Limousine is Limozine, limousineband.com. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 3. And guess what, Tony?
What's that?
We drank your rider.
Tiet.
She got a ticket to the next round. She got time and you know she gotta hang around. Feeling good and you know she gotta make it. She got time and you know she gotta take it. She got a ticket to the next day. She got time and you know she gotta come my way. Feeling good and you know she gotta make it. Paradise, honey, she's the one who takes it.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called the Francines and another band that have come from the TNS free sampler that I don't have the details for because I'm such a silly person. If you type in TNS, TNS Records, or indeed the Francines, you'll find out how to find out more about the band and also how to get this free sampler, which is really, really good. The track was called Wish. What is the Francines website?
TheFrancines.co.uk.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie Bean Internet 3. This is...
Oh, it's close.
It is close, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I've got a little bit here that says this week. I'm actually going to tell you about what I did last week now. Because I went to the Psychobilly meeting in Spain, Tony, which is why the show is a day or two late going up this week. Got there absolutely fine on the plane. I mean, it took a couple of hours. Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, and then we got the train straight there. Probably another hour and a half, probably the whole thing in 4 hours. It's brilliant. And we got to the hotel, and as soon as we got there, one of the first people I saw in the hotel was a bloke called Paul, and I haven't seen him since I lived in Mansfield, and he is the Bez of Doctor and the Medics.
Oh, okay.
Right. And he was there with his wife, Sarah. I'm not sure it's his wife now. It might be girlfriend. They've been together 6 years. Partner. Don't really like using that word. Anyway... What a lovely couple they are, and we hung about with them all week, really, going to the Psychobilly gigs in the tent at night and hanging about in the day in our all-inclusive hotel, relaxing during the day. I was sharing a room with my mate Steve, and he likes sunbathing, oh, doesn't he, just?
Does he?
Which meant I got a lot of time to myself, because I don't. And but you know what? I never lost it. The whole time I was there, I never... got myself completely mush up like I have done in previous years. Saw some absolutely brilliant bands. Raven Horton Heat were terrific. At the Mated Argo were the usual mental selves. Space Cadets arguably the highlight of the whole festival for me, and for some psychobillies that I didn't think would say that they would be their first choice, but they just put on a fantastic show. Saturday night, the Toy Dolls played. They were the only band that weren't psychobilly on the whole thing. I have never seen the tent so full. I reckon there must have been another 300 sort of local punk showed up just to see the Toy Dolls. You could tell who they were because the psychobillies were all dressed up in their holiday clothes and the punks looked a bit more scruffy. They were superb. Also, this other couple that we met who hadn't booked to go to the festival, but we did persuade them to go up on the Sunday night, so they saw the Caravans, the Coffin Nails and the Quakes. And they were called Glenn and Gina. And Glenn and Gina, they're not a tasty orange drink. They are from, they live in Royal Cheshire. And they saw all these people with funny hair and they asked us what was going on. We said, oh, it's the single psychobilly meeting. Would you like to come up? And they did. And it was only after we'd met a few times that we had a chat with them about where they were flying back. And now I'm going to make you feel better, Tony, because they got the bus.
Ooh.
He doesn't like flying, like a bit like you. And they got the coach from Cheshire for 37 hours on a bus.
Oh dear. Through France as well.
Yeah, I was laughing. Yeah, I think as if it's not bad enough. And yeah, 37 hours. And she's miserable about it, but she's got no choice because he won't fly. Anyway, they both absolutely loved it. And they did say that they'd go next year, and I said, well, actually I'm going to make sure you're barred unless you agree to her that regardless you'll fly. And they've said, yeah, if we come back next year we'll fly. So we'll see, won't we? We'll see there. One of the people I spent most of one of the people I spoke to the most over the week was a guy called Ant Thomas, who was the original drummer with Demented Argo, who we played on the show a couple of weeks ago. And we'd actually played a track called Human Slug, which is, and he's one of my, well, I'd say he's probably my favourite drummer of all time.
Okay.
And my second favourite drummer, because he said, oh yeah, who's your second favourite? And my second favourite drummer is Eric Baconstrip.
Of course.
Out of the Ulsters, Parkinson's and King's Lion and the Coming Three. My third favourite is Ned from the Dark Shadows. So there you go, I have a top three. And he's a really nice bloke.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really, really nice bloke. Got on fantastically well. And but he was going, I don't appreciate the way on my birthday every year you say, happy birthday, I hope you got a hi-hat. Because he refuses to use hi-hats, and he finds it very hard to get a job in other bands because they all want him to use a hi-hat, and he gets angry and tells them to go away in slightly more aggressive terms. And I'm with him. I'd actually point
a hi-hat. Hi-hats are rubbish.
Yeah, he's from Wales, but he's lived in London for a long time, so his voice is a bit sort of messed up. But he gets more Welsh when he gets angry, right? And he's just going, oh, Paul. It's like the thing is, as soon as they've got a hi-hat, it's like disco. Yeah, I'm with you. Anyway, had an absolutely brilliant week. We'll no doubt think of other things that will come back to me in future shows about the week we've just had. Didn't see any bands that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't really discover anything this time, and I didn't interview any bands. I just went for a holiday. That's one of the reasons I didn't see any bands I hadn't seen before, because I was showing up later on at the festival tent at night and only catching the main bands that were on rather than newer bands. So my apologies to them this year, but I just thought I'd take it easy. And as you can tell from my voice, I took it really easy. It was a little easier than I have in the past.
You've sounded much worse in previous years.
I really have. I felt worse as well. Do you know what? I did well. I ate properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like a holiday. It is a real, it's hard work though, the festival. And we were saying to people towards the end, they were going, people don't understand. They say, oh, did you have fun at the music festival? And they were going, yeah, but they just don't understand what it's like. I went, yeah, I know. It's a bit like Vietnam.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know, you weren't there. It's like, it's hard work. 5 a.m. finishes most mornings.
Yeah. I mean, we tried it and we did the alternative nights thing generally.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It really is. Well, you drove there, didn't you?
Of course I did. Didn't take me 37 hours, though.
No, you're a wonderful person. Right. next song, Tony.
Yes.
Next song, I got back. And I checked out the emails I'd got from all these different people asking about being played on Punky and all that. And there was one there that caught my eye, and it was from Deptford's Finest, Men With Ven. And we've played Men With Ven a few times before. This song isn't what the kind of thing we normally play at all. But as a direct result of one of the members of the band having a friend who got prostate cancer, they wrote a song called Check Your Prostate. And I don't know what it is, right? It's a great message. I'm not sure. It's a Mickey Take song, but it's also serious message and all that. And I wanted to play it. And I just think you're going to laugh at this. I just hope you enjoy it. It's got a fantastic video for it as well. What is Men With Ven's Bandcamp page?
menwithven.bandcamp.com.
Yes, it is. Oh. But hang on, did I ask you about the fanzines?
Yeah. That was the fanzines.co.uk, wasn't it?
Yeah, the fanzines made it 4-3 to you. This has made it 5-3 to you, Tony. Damn and blast. Check your prostate.
Hello.
This is a public service announcement from Men With Ven. Yeah, we're not trying to worry you, but, you know, you need to look out for yourself. There is a bit of advice.
Go check your prostate. Go check your prostate.
Don't worry, mate. Hesitate.
Go check your prostate. Go check your prostate.
Don't bother wait, but leave it to fate.
A man's prostate is about the size of a walnut. It surrounds the tube that carries urine from the bladder. The prostate fluid nourishes and protects sperm, forms the bulk of ejaculate volume. However, when something goes wrong with the prostate, it can affect a man's sex life, his long-term health, and cause insurmountable medical complications. If you have a trusted and willing partner, prostate self-exams are very simple to perform. You just insert a finger into your rectum, bend the finger towards your belly button, and you should be able to feel a lump that is similar in texture and firmness to that of the flesh between your thumb and the rest of your hand when you make a tight fist.
Go check your prostate, go check your prostate.
Don't worry, mate, don't hesitate.
Go check your prostate, go check your prostate.
Don't bother wait, leave it too late.
Go check your prostate, go check your prostate.
Don't worry, mate, don't hesitate.
Go check your prostate, go check your prostate.
Don't bother wait, leave it too late.
Good morning. Dr. Percival will see you now.
Please, Dr. Percival. Is your prognosis the worst of all? Does it feel like a bowling ball? Or can I go to the carnival?
Check your prostate, check your prostate.
Get your partner to help you out.
Check your prostate, check your prostate.
Might even discover something new about yourself.
Check your prostate, check your prostate.
Don't worry, mate.
Sooner the better.
Don't worry, mate, don't hesitate. Don't bother wait, leave it too late. Don't worry, mate, don't hesitate. Don't bother wait, don't leave it to fate.
Yes. Just wash your hands afterwards, though, eh?
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Men With Ven. Check prostate. And, I'm hoping we'll get some more material from them in future months, because I just really, really like them. Have you got twat?
I don't.
Oh.
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What are we going to do instead?
I'm going to remind people about the twats.
Yeah.
Do email me your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. It's coming up to our 10th birthday, so give us a birthday twat. Give us a birthday treating twatting twatting treat.
Yeah, we'd like some twats. There will be some twatties for you.
Okay.
Because of something that happened in Pineda de Mar.
Right.
Whereby I did meet up with the lovely Helen and Adie for a couple of days.
I've seen certain Facebook comments go back and forth.
Yes, I think it's only a matter of time before that crazy woman tries to do me for a twatting that's completely undeserved. They did, however, get us a couple of really lovely bottles of booze called Pastis Bleu, but we only had hand luggage, so we had to find a way to take you home again. So the lovely couple, Paul and Sarah, that Paul, as in the bears of Doctor and the Medics, they had luggage with them. So I'm not sure how safe this booze is, but they've actually taken it back to where they live in Brecon. And so at some point, I'm going to have to go and meet up with them somehow to get this booze.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. That's actually a bit more. That's one little quirky story from last week that wouldn't have been said otherwise without remembering that. Anyway, I've got a feeling I'm going to get twatted.
Right. Well, if it's not an email, it's not acceptable.
No, of course not. Of course not. It has to come through the proper channels. And me saying I've got a feeling I'm going to get twatted, not the first time I've thought that.
No.
So anyway, are you doing anything this week? You haven't watched a film, have you, or anything?
No.
No, because you've been on holiday, sleeping.
Been on holiday. And we took a laptop, but didn't take a travel adapter. So really did just do very little. This week, no. I only
had hand luggage, not a travel adapter.
We just got back, so lots of things sort out. I have got good news on Tony Towers. That's becoming vacant end of this month. So I've got a few things to sort out there.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Nice bit of good news I've had.
That's the original Tony Towers.
Yes, Tone Towers, the original Tone Towers is currently rented. They will be leaving in a couple of weeks. Friends of mine will know that's great news.
Indeed. And the thing is, if a room becomes available in Tony Towers, Tone.
I know, exactly. There'll be more murders.
Well, let's hope so.
Because you never actually leave.
That was such glee. I'm starting to think there might have been a bit more truth to that song than I at first suspected.
There's a hidden cellar, that's all I'm saying.
I'm taking it easy this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Recovering.
I am tempted to go to Wakefield on Saturday night to see King Kurt. But I doubt I'll make it. I've been invited by Russell, one of my mates, who he was out there in Spain. And he said that if you go and see King Kurt on Saturday, did I fancy it? Kinda. But I really think for my own health, I should miss this one. We'll see. We'll see what I have to report next week. One last track this week, James. Do one last track?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, one last track. This band are with TNS, That's Not Skanking, etc., etc. Band called The Kirks, but this isn't off the TNS sampler. Although I think there is a Kirks track on it. This is off their new album, Last Orders. The Kirks from Macclesfield, Tony.
Oh, okay.
We really have bands from all over this week.
Yeah.
You know, Watford, Philadelphia, Amsterdam, Charleston, Deptford, York, London, Macclesfield. We really dealt with The Kirks. I can't really explain The Kirks. They won't mind me saying that. Because they're not a ska punk band, and they're not a punk band, and they're not a hardcore punk band. They're just like a punk band, but not like other punk bands.
Right.
I'm not helping myself here. Basically, they're a very individual band. A lot of the bands we play, you can kind of say they're a bit like something else. Saying that, this week, most of the bands we played aren't like other things. The Kirks are certainly no exception to that general punky radio rule. They're on their own.
Right.
And I've known how that's felt for a long time. So, what is The Kirks' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Kirks.
It is, and Kirks is K-I-R-K-Z. Facebook.com/ The Kirks. Tony 6. Paul of the Internet 3. Last Orders.
Yeah. cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
That's about it for this week. You had a good time, Tony?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. I should think there's a whole list of things you want to tell people to do.
Yes. Firstly, please do listen to us online. Go to padunkradio.com for Padunk, radioandrew.se for Radio Andrew, and we're also on TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk. Also, don't forget, I do need twats to do with me. tony@punkyradio.com. Can't do the feature unless you email me. It's that simple. And also, don't forget, for gigs, it doesn't have to be 12 bar. So if you do have some gigs, it's International Gig Guide after all. Do email me again, tony@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, gig guide.
There you go, I was right. You did have a lot of things. You are demanding. also, if you have a joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. That's about it. We're going to have a nice relax and some nice food for a few days, aren't we?
We are.
Very sensible. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Bunch of guns.